You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, boy. Oh.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, things are a little bit, a little hairy in here. Let me see. The studio's got like a little bit of a revamp, but I'm trying to figure out what channel I'm on. Am I there? Am I still there? It's this channel. Hello. There we go, guys. How exciting. Okay, cool. Yeah, today is Wednesday, of course. And I'm trying to hear myself in these headphones, but I kind of can. And as I mentioned, the studio here has like a whole bunch of new stuff going on. It looks like there's a whole new, DJ kind of play out program. New headphone situation. Things are kind of all amok. But anyways, I think I'm good. I think I can hear myself. And that right there is brand new. That is a band out of Charlotte, North Carolina. They are called, hold on, I got it right here, Fake Eyes. The single was just released yesterday. These guys are a co-ed band. And it looks like they have an album coming out in 8 days. So this is like sort of a pre-release single. And there you go. Very, very cool. The band is Fake Eyes with the song Losing Skin. All right, 6:43 it is. And I feel like we've been on Noah's Ark. It just hasn't ended. The rain. I'm sick of it. But in good news, you know, the ski season's starting soon. So that's on the horizon. I'm starting back up at Cypress Tray soon, very soon. So that's very cool. And Whistler's opening day is November 22nd, if you weren't sure. So it looks like Whistler, it's been nuking up there. So that's rad. I'm happy about that. Yeah. Anyways, my name's Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. If I seem a little out of sorts, it's because the studio here is out of sorts and I can't really hear myself. So I'll just keep sort of talking into the ether, I guess. I don't know. But today's show has a fair amount of new stuff. Right now, we're going to be going back, however, to 2014 to California. The band is the Death Valley Girls. We're going to hear something off their album, Street Venom. The song is Shadow. And let's see if I can find it. Here we go. We are good here at CITR 101.9 FM. Let's make sure I'm all good here. Vancouver. As I mentioned, this right here is the Death Valley Girls.
careful, be still, my little lost one. Just keep a hand on the wheel, I know you got some. Okay to drop some, recouped out that last one. So now I feel like Top Gun, where you drop from? You supposed to love me, who you get your ends from? Damn, you so offensive, them bed sheets like satin, so smashing. Wanna wake up in bed style like Aladdin. Got a whole world I can show you if we end up.
She's too deep.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, cool. I'm starting to figure out this whole board, kind of. It's all sort of making sense. I'm just going to turn the volume down here. I think I'm on this channel. Here we go, folks. Phew. Thanks for bearing with me. Okay, cool. So lots of change here at the station. Again, I'm muddling my way through it, which is okay. That right there is Gang of Four from 1979 out of England with the song Natural's Not In It from their album Entertainment. Yes, very cool. Sorry, before that, we heard something from Binky. From his 2001 album Motor Function, we heard the song Invisible Fence, and we kicked that whole set off with the Death Valley Girls and their song Shadow from the 2014 album Street Venom. Okay, cool. My name is Anita B, and haven't quite figured out how to play these, as I still like to call them carts. So if anyone like did college radio in the 90s, or let's say you used to watch the show Frasier, okay? Frasier. Okay. Like you'll see these 8-track cassettes, and that back in the day when I used to work at a commercial radio station. I used to do a show at CJAM at the University of Windsor, and that was how you would play your commercials, your quote unquote commercials, your public service announcements, your PSAs, etc. It was like this cart. It was a cartridge, an 8-track. You pop it in. And I still call doing like these sort of PSAs, promos, all that kind of stuff on the one computer, carts. I don't know. There could be a few of you guys who can relate. But I can't figure out how to do that. So I'm just going to play music. So you won't be hearing like, you know, any promo for the beloved Nardwar or the Musqueam acknowledgement. I don't know. I guess maybe next week it'll be figured out, or 2 weeks from now. In case you're curious, yeah, my show here runs every second week from 6:30 until 8. Okay, cool. So what do I have coming up now? All right. I've got the Decemberists with James Marsden. And do you guys know James Marsden? Well, I don't know him personally, but he is the singer of The Shins. So we're going to hear this classic of ours, Burial Ground. It's such a great song. It's a good tune from these guys. Yeah, so we're going to go there. And did I say James Marsden? I meant to say James Mercer. I'm a little bit upside down over here. James Mercer. Yeah, okay, we're going to listen to that. Then we'll hear new stuff from Inhaler, Amel and the Sniffers, Fiddler. I think it's a good show coming up. And what else is new? Oh, I'll tell you this much, folks. I've been busy. Let me turn this up. Headphones. Oh, that's much better. Okay, cool. I've been busy with my TV because that's what I do to relax. I like to watch my shows. Right now, what has come back is Yellowstone. So I've been pretty much devouring Yellowstone. And it's kind of weird because in case you're curious, you can get it on Paramount Plus. And they claim that the show comes out, I'm going to say, like, let's say every Sunday night, which I think it does. And by the way, the show itself is a Taylor Sheridan show. And I've determined that Paramount Plus is basically the Taylor Sheridan app network. I'll get to there in a second. But anyways, back to Yellowstone. And he also plays on Yellowstone. You'll sometimes see him. He's got like very sort of minor roles. He's a hot 54-year-old. Okay. He still has it. And anyways, it claims to be released one show a week. And for whatever reason, my Paramount Plus just keeps like looping, like going to the next episode. I'm like, start the car. Like, I'm like, this is awesome. Is there like some weird glitch? So that's exciting. You guys are like, oh, lots going on in her life. Okay, so we got that going on. Other Taylor Sheridan shows that I've been watching on Paramount is, let's see, Tulsa King. That's pretty good. You know, if you like The Sopranos kind of stuff, which, of course, who doesn't? Except it takes place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If featuring Sylvester Stallone. There you go. It's pretty good. It's a little cliche, but whatever. And then you've got, oh yeah, I'm also into Lioness. That's a good one. We're on season two. Last season it was called Special Ops Lioness. Apparently they've dropped the first two words. It's just now Lioness. There you go. That's my TV watching experience for you guys. And of course, go to Crave. Or no, not Crave. Apple TV, where you can find Shrinking. Season 2, I believe it is on now. So that's just very, very good TV. Oh, then of course, Somebody Somewhere. That's maybe my favorite show ever. It's an HBO show, which with the stamp of approval from HBO, you know it's going to be good, right? And it's Bridget Everett and company, and it takes place in Manhattan, Kansas. And she's like middle-aged lady who's just sort of trying to get through life. And she's got a really cool set of friends that are just all over the rainbow. And the show is so touching, and it's so well done. I believe it's won some awards. It's kind of a slow-paced show, but I like it for that reason. The timing is impeccable. The show itself is haunting, I think. I don't know. So there you go. If you want a new show, those are my recommendations. I'm sure I've missed something. Okay. Let's move on with some more music. What did I say we've got? Oh, yeah, Decemberists. Yeah, there we go. This is the Decemberists and James Mercer. We're going to hear something from the album. What's it called here? It's called, this just came out this year. I should know that. This is new from the album, apparently, Burial Ground. I just want to make sure I got this straight. I think it's a single. That's why I'm confused. Okay, this is a single released earlier this year. Okay, cool. Anyways, this right here is what I'm talking about. Let's take a listen. It's perfect. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. Right, that is brand new. Okay, I've got this station layout, I think, figured out. Okay, headphones. Everything's different, but I'm getting it. Okay, that right there, folks, is New Inhaler. Those guys are from Ireland, and in fact, you won't believe this. The lead singer's father is actually Bono from U2. Crazy, right? His name is Elijah Hewson. He is the second youngest of the four Bono kids, right? Okay, Inhaler. These guys just played Vancouver the other day, just like last week. And my lovely friend Iso from Cyprus went, and she's such a cute kid. I love her so much. So this goes out to you, Iso. That was Inhaler. Okay, before that, we heard something from 1967. The Velvet Underground and Nico off their debut album, and well, just self-titled, The Velvet Underground and Nico. We heard There She Goes Again. And then we kicked that set off with The Decemberists and James Mercer from, it was actually a single released earlier in 2024 entitled Burial Ground. So good. Cannot go wrong. All right. There's 47 minutes left of my show here. Oh, why don't I get into some weather? I think that might be nice. Weather Vancouver. That would be great. Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's get into the 7-day forecast. What do you guys say? Okay, so today, as I mentioned, obviously is Wednesday. Well, who knows? Maybe it's not obvious. Let's see. The low tonight, oh, it's pretty mild, actually, is 9. 9 with a few showers. I know, shocking. Imagine that. Having a rainy icon in the forecast. Okay, tomorrow, Thursday, November 14th, we've got a high of 10, a 30% chance of showers. Moving into the weekend, Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 8. Then we get, oh, good Lord, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, highs every day of 8, except Tuesday is 9, with rain. That's what we got, folks. This is interesting. It says tonight has a risk of a thunderstorm early in the evening. How exciting. Well, I don't know. There you go. So that's what's happening. I should give us a snow report. Ooh, let's. Who's going up to Whistler? Snow report. Whistler. I will be soon. Okay, let's take a look here. There we go. Mid-mountain. Yeah, mid-mountain's always good. Okay, let's take a look here, folks. Whistler currently has less snowfall, snow alerts. Ooh, fresh snowfall depth of 37 centimeters. And then you can see here today, 19 centimeters by the end of today, Wednesday. And then into tomorrow, it looks like they're going to be getting 7-8 centimeters. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, snow, snow, snow. Oh my God. Yes. Like Saturday up at Whistler is predicting 18 centimeters. I will take it. And by the way, if you're like me, like a total snow nerd, and you like to watch YouTube videos as I do, Rise and Alpine, that is my jam. He is the best. His name is James. And he's like, I don't know, a dude in his like late 20s. Excellent skier. He's really good at tree skiing. I watch his videos and I'm like, I'm going to improve my tree skiing. And he's just so funny. And he basically has dropped his full-time, I don't know, office job to be full-time Rise and Alpining it on YouTube. So check it out. He's so great. He goes to all the resorts I want to go to. I think all the resorts I've seen, at least most of them are Canadian. Yeah, he does some backcountry, etc. It's great. So, yeah, and he's funny. Bottom line, he's funny. Okay, that is that. That's my, I should get paid for that. Where are you, Rob? Pay me. Support me. No. Okay. All right, let's get back into some new music. I've got so much new music tonight. I'm so proud of myself. So tonight, we're going to continue with a band called the Sherlocks. These guys are, out of England. They have a new song out. It's called Death of Me. I'm just making sure I had it queued up. Death of Me. And that is correct. Let's see the name of the album that this is off of. As I mentioned, it is new. It is, I think it's a single, another single. Yeah, lots of singles, guys. That seems to be the trend lately. Is bands kind of just releasing songs here and there? If not, it could be, if you see a single, it's like an advanced single of the upcoming album. But this here is just a single. It was released this year. It's new. This here is Death of Me by the Sherlocks. The station, of course, is CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
hanging over my head and driving me into the ground. Waking up on the wrong side of bed, then it's following me around in the middle of nowhere again, and I can't hear a sound as I wait for the pin drop to fall. We'll be right back.
like a hammer.
That is Emily Haynes in Company, Metric, with a song. I just had it here. Help, I'm Alive. Of course, Help, I'm Alive, from their 2009 album Fantasies. Those guys are out of Toronto. They're very good. They've been around forever. Yeah, okay, cool. Before that, we heard the local band Tough Age from their 2013 album, which is self-titled. We heard Coffin Foam. So I don't think they're around anymore. I do know that the lead singer had moved to Toronto back when. Loren is still local. She's playing some stuff in her bands. She's since moved from bass in Tough Age to drums in her latest band. The latest band escapes me just momentarily. I've played them before, though. Yeah, anyways, that was Tough Age. And then before that, we heard a new song from Sherlock's, the British band. It is called The Death of Me, and it is a single. All right, 30 more minutes. Avec moi. This is Anita B, and my show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'll be back in 2 more weeks, as I do. And yeah, let's move on. Let's see what else is going on. I just saw these guys like a month or so ago, maybe a month and a half ago. This is Wand. These guys are from SoCal. They're so good. They're one of my new favorite bands. They've been around for a little bit. They're not like brand spanking new. But we're going to hear something from their new album. They have a new album out. It's called Vertigo. The song is Hangman. And if you like that kind of like psychedelic, you know, just sort of noisy psych stuff, that is what we got here. We've got Wand. Okay, I'm just making sure we're all set up here. Yeah, I think we are. Good. This is Wand here. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We've got more new stuff coming up, too. Yeah, here we go. Wand. We'll be right back.
You got them big dreams. You wanna get out of here. You're sick of being stuck in the apartment. You're strapped for cash and, well, you don't know where to start. It isn't easy with the price of living, but oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Just take a breath and get yourself together. I swear, hey, when you get down, ooh, you're a lit one. Never been a dull one, always been a big star. Hey, when you get down, ooh, you're a lit one. Always been a big star, never been a dull one. It isn't easy when the town's full of broken hearts. Can you be holding on any tighter? Just take a breath and get out of this place. I know you can, just get yourself together. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Just take a breath and get yourself together. I swear, hey, when you get down, ooh, you're a
perfect, and I changed my mind. Too much for you to understand. I know I'm not worth it, that's why I'm getting high. So much that I can't even stand. 'Cause life moves fast. If you don't watch it, it's gonna stab you in the back like a drug addict. Life moves fast. If you don't watch it, it's gonna stab you in the back like a drug addict. And I'm gonna get
drug addict, and I'm gonna get burned. You won't find love if you don't get hurt. You won't find love if you don't get hurt. You won't find love if you don't get hurt. You won't find love if you don't get hurt.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That song is so great. That is Starfucker off their album from 2008. Now I'm pausing because their name is stylized as STRFKR all caps, but then the name of the album is spelled as it sounds, Starfucker. So Ronald Gregory Erickson II is the name of that song we just heard from the 08 album. Those guys are out of Oregon, so Portland. Then we, prior to that, heard something from Southern California band, SoCal band, Fiddler. Fiddler are pretty hilarious. These guys are like sort of tied in with the whole skate punk ethic. And Fiddler stands for Fuck It, Dog, Life's a Risk. All right. That's Fiddler. They're so good. I like them. This new album of theirs is pretty rad. So we heard something, as I mentioned, off this new album. It's called Surviving the Dream. The song is Hurt. Before that, Amel and the Sniffers, the title track from their new album, Big Dreams. And the time is 7:47. I'm here for another 13 minutes. My name is Anita B. It's been a slice, as it always is. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And after this, I'll be busy, I don't know, the next few days up until Monday, working on report cards, because there's nothing I'd rather do. Good Lord. But yeah, I'm living the dream. I'm surviving the dream. Okay, so what was I saying? Rah Rah Viper. This is who's coming up next. These guys are out of a place called Fremantle, Australia, of all places. I'm doing my little research here, my little map research. And Fremantle, Australia is actually on the west coast of Australia. It looks like it's kind of a suburb of Perth, if you know anything about geography. From what I understand, actually, as I know this, Perth is like the only real big city on the west coast. Australia, most of the population is on the east coast, like Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, etc. Yeah, all right, that's your geography lesson. These guys were formed in 2018, and we're going to hear something from their new album. Yeah, we are, kids. Pretty awesome, right? We're going to hear something from Rah Rah Viper. It's Rah Rah Viper, not Biker. Rah Rah Viper is the name of the band. The name of the song is called Pinkies. Yes. Phew, that was a mouthful. Okay, I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to start rocking here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Rah Rah Viper.
Suddenly different men, I got all this time on me. When did I find my fate? I don't think I speak differently. I guess time has helped me see. I lost all that's in front. Yeah.
All right, that was Raw Viper here on CITR. And that was new. And you can find that, as I just mentioned, on their album, Big Speak. Those guys are out of Australia. Okay, I'm going to leave us with Hayden featuring Feist. This is released last year on the album Are We Good? The name of the song is On a Beach. It's been awesome, guys. I'll be back in 2 more weeks. This is Anita B from my show Sam Squanch's Hideaway saying ciao. And I will see you all in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll see you out in the slopes. I don't know. But it's coming, guys. The snow is coming. All right. Thanks. I'm like so lame here. This is Hayden featuring Feist here on CITR 101.9 FM. Whoa. That's not it. Vancouver. The bridges are loud. That's still not it. This is it.
We're on a beach. Oh, yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes in the sand at our feet. We're on a beach. Oh, yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me. Just breathe out and in. Keep your eyes on this ring as I swing it back and forth on this here string. Eyelids are heavy wings. All the things that trouble you fall right out of the room and we begin. We're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and the sand at our feet. We're on a beach, oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me.
Now you take your turn and concentrate on the sound of my voice or the spaces in between my words. So seem absurd.
We're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and the sand at our feet. We're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and you're fond of me.
I wanna see, yeah, I mean really see all the beauty right in front of me.
I wanna be, oh yeah, I wanna be where the sun rises behind palm trees. This ain't meant to be. Hey, listen to how we driver operate heavy machinery. This ain't meant to be. Hey, listen to how we driver operate heavy machinery. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and we're out of reach. We're on a beach. Oh yeah, we're on a beach. We're drinking income taxes and we're out.
An interesting